With a tap of a finger, new apps allow users to easily hail a ride from local drivers. These new rideshare programs are popular in major cities, but none have clear plans for South Dakota. SDPB's Ali Konovchinsky has more.
This year, South Dakota lawmakers gave a green light to Uber and other rideshare companies who want to operate in the state. A new law that paves the way for rideshare apps in South Dakota takes effect July 1st. But so far, no major companies have announced definite plans to set up shop here. Mark Willitson is a member of the State House of Representatives. He supported pro-rideshare legislation this session. Willitson says he worked with Sioux Falls to change insurance laws previously preventing rideshare programs from functioning. Willitson is a full-time insurance agent, and he says most people don't think about the issue of insurance when it comes to companies like Uber and Lyft.
There are some, key things that have to go into play so that if during the course of that ride there's an accident and somebody's injured or worse, we know what insurance is going to pay and, who's going to be responsible for what on there. And so that's what the bulk of the bill dealt with.
Willitson expects similar rideshare companies to express more interest in South Dakota communities once a major company like Uber establishes itself in Sioux Falls. Rex Rolfing is a city council member in Sioux Falls. He says the city has been in contact with Uber since the legislative bill began, but doesn't know when the company plans to begin operations. Rolfing looks forward to the many benefits of rideshare programs for the city and state.
It is very convenient for people to be able to use their iPhone to hail a cab. It will be a good thing for many people in downtown Sioux Falls, especially when they are looking for rides home after perhaps having too much to drink.
Carla Jacobs with Uber says they have only expressed interest in coming to Sioux Falls, but currently do not have a specific timeline. Paige Thelen with rideshare company Lyft has not yet expressed any plans for launching in South Dakota. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Ali Konovchinsky.